Christina Colleen is with us. She is from Ngāti Porou, Te Whanau Apanui, and is a lead organiser for the New Zealand Nurses Organisation. Ngā mihi nui kā koe, nau mahara mai, Christina. Ko Dale tēnei, kia ora.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, we've been concerned for a long time at the staffing levels at hospitals, particularly in the Auckland DHBs. They're in crisis, and it's putting patient care at risk. Your thoughts first on staffing levels, please, Christina.
Well, you know, for us, we just before this outbreak started, we were, for nursing and midwifery staff, already 1,000 workers short in the Auckland region. So before this even started up again, we were already on the back foot. And obviously now we think it's getting worse because, you know, the system is being asked to do more with the same number of people, which already wasn't enough. So, yeah, it's getting worse, not better, we think.
And it's been a problem for a long time. What's the impact then on the kaimahi, in particular our nurses? As the DHBs report, they currently have enough beds, but there aren't sufficient staff numbers to look after the people in those beds. It must cause enormous strain on the nurses.
Yeah, I mean, they are professional, for the most part, women who, you know, got into that work to not only care for people, but, you know, work at the top of their scope in a profession. And they're really not able to do that. You know, they put all of their effort into making sure people get what they need on a day-to-day basis, but that might not be the full job that they would like to do. So, you know, they're probably not giving as good a care as they would like to do on a day-to-day basis. And that affects you, you know, on each shift that happens, but over time as well, it kind of wears you down that every day you're not able to do the best that you know that you can do if only you had enough people around you. And so, yeah, it's put a lot of pressure on them for a very long time. Like you say, like, this is not a new issue that's come up this year. COVID has kind of brought to bear a lot of issues we know already exist. And so it's more obvious to, I think, the public now. But yeah, it's been going on for a long time.
We've got to be encouraging people into the industry, don't we, Christina? This must stymie the numbers that might have considered a nursing career when they see how overworked those who are professional nurses are at the moment and have been for some time. How much impact is it having on numbers perhaps willing to become nurses?
Yeah, I mean, that's not information I kind of have access to, but it is a problem. You know, when we talk about these issues for the profession, we are concerned that that might put people off coming into the profession. But, you know, nursing is a profession that people should get into because we need those people in our country. And, you know, there's lots of roles that we need in the country. And if people want to consider becoming a nurse, then they should do that, yeah. And then help us out.
We certainly want more Māori nurses. How are we going as far as attracting our people to become nurses from your read?
In my experience, I'm not too sure. I cover Te Tairawhiti, so, you know, we have a lot of Māori nurses over there. So there it doesn't seem like a huge deal. But, yeah, we want more Māori nurses to deliver the care for the people that is appropriate, you know, culturally appropriate care. So, yeah, we want to encourage more Māori nurses into the profession for sure. I don't know how that's going personally. Sorry, it's not my kind of expertise.
Do you sense that this shortage of nurses could, in fact, become a crisis, or is it already?
Yeah, I think we would say that it is in crisis currently. People shy away from saying that, I think, but from what we hear from our members day to day, yeah, we would say that.
Obviously, we need more nurses, but where do we get them from? What do we need to do to keep them?
Well, you know, New Zealand has relied on internationally qualified nurses for a long time. And again, you know, COVID has highlighted that's a problem for us. So, you know, we need to be growing in our communities, having nurses who are out there in the communities promoting that career to rangatahi. So, you know, it's a multi kind of faceted approach, getting people into nursing school.
The nurses organisation have long been at the negotiating table with the Ministry of Health. Some issues been put on the back burner while we battle COVID, because they're not going away. We're talking about understaffing and underpaid.
Mm.
And so what stage of negotiations are we at with the government? Because ultimately they're the ones who have the resources to address this challenge.
Yeah, in terms of our negotiations, the nurses did settle, the DHB nurses did settle their collective agreement not too long after this outbreak started, you know, and a lot of them would say that due to COVID, that kind of put the thing on the back burner because we were in a global pandemic and nurses couldn't be kind of out there walking the street and picketing during that time. So your nurses kind of made another sacrifice again to settle their collective agreement. But in that, there are some good things about working on staffing and more accountability for the district health boards around those things. So, you know, we're hoping to be able to use that those clauses that we've got in that collective to escalate these issues further. But we do have some programs in the DHB which calculate the number of staff you need. That's where that 1,000 missing nurses and midwives come from that program. So what we have is highlighting the problem, but we don't necessarily have a fix for it right away because you can't fill the gaps with nobody, I guess.
Kapai, nice talking with you, and thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. Christina Cooling today, one of the lead negotiators or organisers for the New Zealand Nurses Organisation. All the best to you and your colleagues as well for the mahi ahead and particularly for this week. Thank you, Christina.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, ngā mihi. And you're listening to Pākehi Waha.